President Obama says in the last few years, his wins in Washington have been hard fought.
But it was worth it. Every gray hair is worth it.
The problem, the president argues, is a lockstep opposition in Congress, particularly in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Union rank and file attending the Obama speech in Milwaukee seem inclined to agree. AFSCME member Patrick Ames says Republican national and state lawmakers are disconnected from working people.
They are the ones that are in the field doing all the work. They can sit in their ivory towers and say that you're doing things wrong, but until they come down and put their feet in the ground, they're not going to know what's really going on here, and that's what we're here for.
Dan Carroll of Milwaukee is a former union member. He says help for the president may have to come through the ballot box this fall.
Well, he's going to get it from people, and people banding together, and people just showing up to the polls.
But most political analysts say the Republicans will keep control of the House and may win control of the U.S. Senate. Postal Service letter carrier Susan Hedela of Sheboygan says change at the national level may be slow, so she's looking to the governor's race.
Got a lot of work ahead of us. We gotta defeat Scott Walker, first of all.
The Republicans' latest take on Madison and Washington may be spelled out today when Governor Walker appears at two events in the state and Congressman Paul Ryan speaks to the Milwaukee Press and Rotary Clubs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.